WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehr today. The Star-Ledger's endorsement of Governor Christie in last year's gubernatorial race wasn't exactly a glowing embrace. Even so, the newspaper announced this weekend that they are taking back that endorsement, although in a GOP presidential primary, their vote would still go to Christie. Joining me now is Tom Moran, editorial page editor of the Star-Ledger. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me.
For our listeners who didn't get a chance to read the column this weekend, I want to read a few lines. The paper wrote, you wrote, quote, "Yes, we knew Christie was a bully, but we didn't know his crew was crazy enough to put people's lives at risk in Fort Lee as a means to pressure the mayor. We didn't know he would use Hurricane Sandy aid as a political slush fund. And we certainly didn't know that Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer was sitting on a credible charge of extortion by Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno." Of course you didn't know that. Nobody knew that. And that is strong language in the editorial this weekend. So why take the step of rescinding the endorsement after voters have gone to the polls?
Well, it's not really rescinding. I mean, we already went to the altar with the man. We're more like asking for a divorce at this point. There's no, it's too late to rescind, you know. But what it came down to is it was a close call in the first place. It was a split vote on the editorial board of 3-1. We liked a lot of things about Christie. He's helped contain public costs. He's done some important reforms in education and a property tax cap. But we think he's way overrated. That when you look beyond that, he's really not gotten a lot done. And there are a lot of big problems in New Jersey that are festering, like jobs and the structural deficit. So it was a close call to begin with. We looked at the Democratic side. And Barbara Bono we agreed with on more issues. But she voted against the pension and health reform. She had a long list of expensive programs she wanted to put in place. And when I asked her, what program would you cut, she couldn't name a single dollar. We disagreed with her tremendously on education, which we view as the single most important issue. So you can see the dilemma. You know, it was a close call, and we went with Christie. And then since then, he's basically exploded. And so if we knew what we knew now, 6 months ago, we certainly would not have endorsed him.
You would not have endorsed him. Listeners, I want to get your take on this. The phone lines are open for callers from New Jersey. We're hearing about the Star-Ledger admitting a mistake in their endorsement of Chris Christie. If you voted for him and you're regretting it now, when did you take back your personal endorsement of the governor? What was your turning point? Phone number 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And if you're sticking with Christie, give us a call too, 212-433-9692. 33WNYC 212-433-9692. So Tom, back to that original endorsement of Governor Christie prior to his reelection. You had lines like his achievements have only been modest and the governor's claim to have fixed the state's budget is fraudulent and quote, our own view is that Christie is overrated. His spin is way ahead of his substance. So you voiced those concerns last year. Would you go so far as to say you wish the paper had endorsed Barbara Buono, the Democrat in that race?
No, given the information at the time, no, only because I think that her program, for context here, Anna, she was the default candidate. None of the big Democrats who I think would have made a more credible challenge wanted to run against Christie because he was so popular, Cory Booker leading among them. So there was really nobody else who wanted to run, and Barbara came in and took that vacancy. But I'm concerned that a program like hers would put New Jersey in even worse shape fiscally, force a tax hike that might harm the economy. And we're already struggling in New Jersey. We've recovered less than half the jobs lost in the recession, whereas over in New York, you guys have recovered more than 100%. So I'm not sure a new spending binge and borrowing and rising taxes was a good idea.
So still looking back, you see two bad choices in that election in November.
We did, and we said that in the thing. The only what's happened is Christie has made himself even worse, so he's lowered himself below where we had Buono.
Well, Tom Moran, I want you to walk me through your thinking for the editing the editorial page of the Star-Ledger. When a politician goes through a crisis, one of the things that an editorial page has to constantly calculate and calibrate is what they're calling for in terms of consequences. So tell me about the decision to say, this weekend, we've heard enough, we wish we hadn't endorsed him in November, and leave it there.
Well, I think I wanted to explore the thinking of that, as I know millions of other New Jerseyans are going through the same thing right now. His numbers have dropped roughly 20 points. So that's a lot of people who have traveled this same road, have liked him in November and have been so appalled since then that they no longer support him. So I think it's worth more than just a line. I think, I wanted to try to move that discussion along, what's going on a lot, coffee tables and dinner tables in New Jersey right now.
So you wanted to reflect the way the popular sentiment in New Jersey had shifted and say, we're right with you, New Jerseyans, who feel this way.
Yeah, my purpose is not, we often disagree with majority opinion. That's not my purpose, but I traveled the same path genuinely and wanted to explore the reasons why.
And for you, what was the revelation that made you think, I wish we hadn't endorsed Chris Christie? There were a number that I mentioned in that second paragraph of the op-ed, but what for you did it?
Okay. There are those three items, basically. And Hoboken, at this point, is a he said, she said. I don't know if it's true. I find the mayor's accusations of extortion to be credible. I think for her to do this dishonestly, for her to lie about that, would be an insane act that would put her in danger of prison. But we don't know on Hoboken. I'm bothered tremendously by the use of Sandy money for political purposes, the prime example being $7 million in Belleville for a senior housing project that had been years in the planning, and Belleville wasn't damaged much by Sandy. He got the mayor's endorsement, and he got the Essex County executive's endorsement. And I find that grotesque at a time when thousands of people are still out of their home. But the biggest one of all was Bridgegate, because Bridgegate, what changed for me with Bridgegate is the email, time for traffic problems in Fort Lee, that tied this order directly to senior people in the governor's office. The deputy chief of staff wrote that email, and no one believes that she invented this idea. She was acting on somebody's orders. And so it goes higher than the deputy chief of staff, which is pretty high already. And that once it got into the governor's office, this was such a reckless and abusive action that's what really turned it for me personally.
For you personally, time for traffic problems in Fort Lee. Tom, we're getting a lot of calls about the media and the endorsement process during the campaign. Alan in Brooklyn, what are your thoughts about the Christie reelection campaign and the media involved?
Thank you. Part of it dates back to Ben Franklin's old statement about New Jersey being a barrel with two spigots, meaning New York and Philadelphia. It had no central big city that had a controlling media voice even in the revolutionary times. And it seems that there was a great deal of neglect of independent media to really scrutinize what were the merits of these two candidates. Anyone who watched the debate shortly before the election saw a very strong Barbara Buono, who was really convincing. And yet, because the early polls showed Christie so far ahead, I think most media organizations were treating it as a done deal. And that became a self-fulfilling prophecy, I think. Many voters didn't treat Buono seriously enough because the media didn't. And they really have themselves to blame for not scrutinizing things more carefully. Some of these issues would have gotten more attention if the presumption that Christie was unbeatable wasn't drummed into people's heads so much. I'm speaking partly out of a little bias because I went to law school both with Frank Pallone and Barbara Buono. I wasn't a close friend of either one of them, but it was quite a good run of years in the late 70s that produced both of these wonderful politicians.
So you knew both of them. So you are an observer from Brooklyn. So New Jersey voters, please give us calls. Tell us if you have decided that maybe your vote for Chris Christie back in November was a mistake. We want to hear from you. And if you're still sticking with Chris Christie, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. But Tom, I want to ask you about Alan's point that particularly in New Jersey, where the sense of state identity can be a bit fractured because of the way that the communities and the state is laid out. Do you think that endorsements in New Jersey matter more than in other places?
That's a good question, and I have no way to measure that. If I can answer one point he made, though, I don't think it was the media that made this seem hopeless. I think it was hopeless. I mean, after Sandy, Christie is an extraordinarily talented politician. He made an emotional connection with this state that people like Cory Booker recognized and said, I'm not going to run against this guy. And, you know, most of the campaign, she was behind in the polls by 30 points. She lost in the end by 22. But this was hopeless, and the Democrats gave up because Christie was so strong. I think that as far as coverage of the race goes, you know, there is still, despite all the cutbacks, the Star-Ledger still has one of the biggest statehouse bureaus in the country, and there are competitors, worthy competitors like the Bergen Record, NYC now is in the game, and Jay Spotlight. I think these issues got covered, so I'd push back a little on that.
Speaking of Barbara Buono, I want to ask you about the piece in the New York Times this weekend where she sat down with a reporter and sort of name-checked and shamed many prominent Democrats who didn't support her during the election. What do you think of Barbara Buono now name-checking Democrats and saying, if only you'd shown up then?
Well, I think it's fair. It's a fair point. She was abandoned to a degree I'd never seen in a race. We discussed that a little bit in the editorial, too, saying part of Buono's weakness here is the Democratic Party, not Buono. She at least had the guts to stand up and challenge him. But, for example, she talked about Hillary Clinton writing her letter after the race was over. She wanted Hillary during the race. Hillary's very popular in New Jersey. And most people treated her as radioactive because it was so clear she was going to lose in a landslide.
Erica in Newark, what do you think about the Chris Christie endorsement by the Star-Ledger and now them looking back and saying that was a mistake?
I was disgusted when I saw that the Star-Ledger endorsed Chris Christie. And I fully support Bob Brown, who was a former columnist for the Star-Ledger, who also blasted the Star-Ledger. I cannot believe that I would rather the Star-Ledger not endorse anyone than to pick a person who they knew clearly was not suited or who shouldn't be governor and pick someone I felt basically because they felt that the other candidate had no reason, was not able to win. So you picked the best candidate. And it was ridiculous. I think that them backpedaling and admit that they're wrong is a waste of time. It's a joke. And I was disgusted when they originally endorsed Christie. I believe that the Democrats in New Jersey are a joke. I don't know where they are. They're certainly not in Essex County or in Newark. I think that they stay away. I mean, this is a whole nother show about Democrats in Newark, Democrats in New Jersey, how they tend to stay away from minority issues, how they kind of stay away from Newark, Camden, Patterson, because they don't want the taint of our cities on them. So they kind of play the moderate Republican. I mean, Democrats in New Jersey, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Erica, let me ask you. I mean, one of the things in the Star-Ledger piece, Tom Moran wrote that you know, we could have sat it out, but you know, we deserve voters in New Jersey. We deserve to show them that we're making a decision and not sit it out. I mean, you had some criticism there for Governor Chris Christie and for Democrats in New Jersey.
I would rather you be honest and say, I can't endorse anyone because I can't back someone who I don't 100% believe in or 85% believe in. But to endorse someone, that makes no sense. It's kind of, you know, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, are you playing the lesser of two evils? Are you playing, you know, I don't know which one I should choose, so I'll back someone who gets the most popular vote. I mean, where are people's morals, people's beliefs? If you don't believe that the guy is doing a good job, you don't back his politics, why would you endorse him? And then after this whole Bridgegate thing, now, oh, yeah, we really regret it. If Bridgegate hadn't happened, would the Star-Ledger be coming out now saying that they made a mistake? I highly doubt it.
Thank you for your call, Erica. So, Tom Moran, you hear some emotion there. I mean, do you wish back in November that you'd said, you know, two bad choices, we don't trust Governor Chris Christie, has the chops to follow up with his political skill, and Barbara Buono, we don't trust her management skills, and just left it there?
You know, that we had a vigorous discussion about that, doing a non-endorsement. And as I think everybody saw, the New York Times didn't endorse in this race. After being very sharply critical of Christie, I assume that means they couldn't bring themselves to endorse Buono as well. And the caller asked, you know, is it the lesser of two evils? And the answer is yes. But isn't the lesser better than the greater? I mean, you know, we did have hesitations, and we made that clear. I want to make one other thing perfectly clear, though. The paper did not endorse Christie because he was most popular. That is not. We endorsed him because we thought he was the better of the two choices. 4 years ago, the Ledger endorsed Chris Daggett, the independent candidate, who had no prayer and got 6% of the vote. He goes up to 20% at one point when we endorsed him. But, you know, we don't pick winners. We pick the people who we think are best for the state.
And I want to ask you about who you think will be best for the country, because the column from this weekend where you took back the Christie endorsement for his gubernatorial reelection also sort of endorsed him again and said that Chris Christie would be the paper's choice for the 2016 Republican ticket.
Well, not quite. And if I could just steer a little bit, we didn't say he is our favorite Republican. We said if it was a choice between Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Chris Christie, we would still pick Chris Christie. If you throw people like Jeb Bush into the mix, that's a different equation. But anyway, the point was we would still prefer Christie over the extremists in the Republican Party. And again, that's the lesser of two evils. I don't think Christie is quite as crazy as those guys. He at least does know how to, in the end, cut a deal with Democrats.
You mentioned that Chris Christie has never come before the editorial board and made his case for reelection or for his election 4 years ago. Have you heard from Christie after this strong op-ed over the weekend?
This weekend, no. I have not. No.
And generally, what was the response of readers?
We have never had so much response to an article in the paper's history online.
Wow. Tell me about that.
About 2,500 comments. The thing is, the nation is watching. So once you go digital on a presidential candidate, I mean, we were getting comments from people all over the country in Texas and Oklahoma. So that doesn't usually happen. That's why it's at a record. But I think people, obviously, as you can tell from these colors, people have very strong feelings about this. And it's a very emotional landscape in New Jersey these days.
All right. Tom Moran, editorial page editor of the Star-Ledger, thanks so much for joining us and talking with us about your decision to write the op-ed saying, looking back, maybe you shouldn't have endorsed Chris Christie in November. Thanks again for joining us on WNYC.
Okay, Anna, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.